We're reading from Rabash, the order of the assembly, number 2. According to what is written in the multitude of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure that now he has something with which to serve the King. Again, according to what is written in the multitude of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure that now he has something with which to serve the King. A question for a workshop. How will we now generate and keep adding during the lesson a stronger and stronger atmosphere of the importance and greatness of the quality of bestowal? Again, a question for a workshop. How will we generate now and keep adding during the lesson a stronger and stronger atmosphere of the importance and greatness of the quality of bestowal?
We will do it through personal example, acting, trying, thinking about it, preparing for it. All those things bring about a stronger sensation.
Yes, the quality of bestowal is the corrected connection between us. It is what we want to reach. And indeed to act from the given state where that we're not there, the desirable state, like a good actor. Act like David Henley, who is an actor. That way we'll get there.
Mainly trying to act, and through the acting to provide examples.
We will try to be together. We will try to at least want to be together, out of the understanding that we are in the other extreme of the togetherness. Maybe that will create in us some yearning. And without the yearning, we will not advance much.
A very good way of doing it is to make the friends greater. Look at the friends and receive an impression of the importance that they have. To work on that throughout the lesson, it creates a certain atmosphere. It passes those thoughts from one to the other.
Yes, actually, we are creating here a desire in a roundabout way. We're seemingly engineering ourselves, building ourselves through the society. When I appreciate the friends as great, I can get new values from them. When I act before them, even if it's something that I don't have, then they get it from me. Seemingly, we lift ourselves this way, like Baron Winhausen pulling himself up through his hair.
Yeah.
It's through examples, through envy. Even now, throughout the lesson, each one is searching with the friends for certain qualities in him. For example, I'm searching each and every one of you those qualities I wish I had in relation to study, to perseverance, persistence, things that I couldn't do. And specifically from that, to develop true envy.
Through itkalelut, integration in our thought and paying the proper attention in order to for us to truly generate this force, other than generating this atmosphere of the greatness of quality of bestowal more and more, we have nothing else to do.
During the lesson, you have to ask that the friend's heart and attention should be on Rav. That's what we can create with one another in the avod between us.
And also maybe to add those 3 points of Israel, the light and the creator, so that we will have at least some inclination towards the Torah and also the creator, that we will have these discernments, at least we will picture it in our mind this way, the points that I would have liked to yearn to.
עכשיו יש לנו איזושהי מידה של גדלות, אנחנו בסך הכל
We have a certain measure of greatness, we're here.
A second question for a workshop. What actions should we perform right now in order to reach the feeling of joy and pleasure because we have something with which to serve the king? Again, a second question for a workshop. What actions should we perform now in order to reach the feeling of joy and pleasure because we have something with which to serve the king?
אז זה לא מספיק רק להגיע לפה, אנחנו...
So it's not, just not enough to just get here. Each moment we have to add the disconnections, the heavy burdening, the sense that we had and will have during the lesson, specifically... Because we're doing this work, the Creator is giving us work, and we have the attention for it, we have to be grateful for it, because then we are building the connection between us and with Him.
Yes, I heard yesterday that contentment for the Creator is to allow Him to connect us, to bring Him to that place. And to check and scrutinize and always be in this examination, this request, this prayer, to simply not give up on this inner work all the time.
Yeah, joy is fulfillment, and fulfillment has to be from bestowal to friends.
Yes, what we need to do is to usually care that each and everyone in the tent during the lesson will be in inner work. He will be working on the relationships between us.
And prayer is the main thing a person can give. There's not that many things a person can do, but a prayer is the main thing, and the prayer of many is the goal we're after.
Yes, I was also thinking about a prayer. To reach a prayer means to strive for connection between us, to search for the hearts of the friends, the common heart where the Creator is. And this is the only deed, practically, to reach a feeling that we're bestowing contentment to Him.
Maybe ask that the friends will feel joy, happy. Maybe they don't seem to me so joyful, but it's only the way I see them. Maybe that's all they're missing, a little bit of joy and happiness inside from having the ability, from doing it, from giving contentment, each one to the measure that he needs. Maybe everything is in a state of wholeness. So they should have such a feeling, a little bit.
I'd like to add that regarding the prayer, the very fact that we will reach a form of a request prayer and not look for the salvation, for the solution through us, but rather through the Creator, this is something that is very joyful. Because our ego is anyway reminding us all the time that we haven't tried this, we haven't tried that, that we have other things, other options ahead of us. Maybe we can succeed. But if we finally reach a prayer to the Creator, a request from the quality of bestowal to truly resemble it, this is something that is very joyous. I wish we'd get there.
Need to remind that the deficiency is the fulfillment that we're looking for, and beyond that we yearn for and we wish to have it between us all the time.
להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמון